Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact myself, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. McKay, how are you doing?
Busy. Got through Dylan's birthday alive.
Yeah, so son's birthday. We're back in hockey season. great openers last weekend. So I know things are going to be crazy for News Talk and you guys.
Yeah, but it's good. It's good.
It's very good. I like it. It was exciting to see some hockey again for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, McKay, we always like to start off with our crazy celebrity real estate story.
I think you're gonna
like these ones. It normally comes. Why does it always come out of Malibu or New York? But here we go. So we've got Will Smith. If you haven't heard the movie, you remember the Men in Black movies?
Mm-hmm.
Men in Black 3 coming out. So he's been filming in New York. And John,
it better be good.
You can't just go to New York and film, and get a hotel. Instead, you need to. I think you need to rent an apartment right in Manhattan. Big enough for the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
So the house that he has spent the last year renting just went on the market for $19.5 million.
Wow.
Now, just to put that in perspective, I mean, no big deal. 7,300 square foot apartment. He was renting for $55,000 a month.
Mm.
That's no problem, right, McKay? We can just head over to New York and grab that.
Sure, I'll drop that.
But they just his rental contract was over. I think they snagged the money they were going to snag and just put that thing back on 7,300 square feet of
five bedrooms, six and a half. Who uses the half bathroom?
Who uses the half bathroom? I love it. So kind of crazy when you think about that. Even with rates as low as they've been, that with 20% down, you're on a 30-year fixed loan, your mortgage would still be $84,000 a month. So, crazy, crazy stuff, McKay. But back to a little bit of reality. We're back here. I think there's plenty of homes I can get. I can get you a little less budget around here for that. So, I might even be able to get you a home for the monthly payment to actually buy the home.
Absolutely.
So kind of interesting look at the other side of real estate and how things go.
Yeah, the dark side of the moon, Pink Floyd.
We're back here, but what's not different, what doesn't change in those real estate markets, the prices, the numbers would be a little different, but what doesn't change is one of the things I really want to address, we've never done on the show before, mm-hmm. So this is a first time for us.
Absolutely.
Is how crazy your life can become in a move. I mean, you are packing up your belongings, you're changing your setting, and you're making a big, big move, and mm-hmm. It becomes an emotional process. Sometimes it can be unsettling, and it just changes life in general as a whole. So it can be a really stressful time. So one of the things we had done is I had seen on a real estate survey, I don't know the full truth of it, but I had seen levels of stressful events in your life.
Oh yeah,
and there
I've
was like you know
like
there was
too.
Like death of a spouse and you know major fires, you know, set
career
traumatic
change,
events.
Moving, marriage, divorce.
Moving was on the list, mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, maybe we should get an expert in. So I'm excited to introduce to our listening audience and bring on in. We have in the studio with us to talk a little bit about this subject and some of the stresses. And especially, I wanted to talk about kids and the stresses mm-hmm. that kids might go through. So we'd like to welcome to the show, we have Dr. Peter Stewart with the Tri-Cities Neuropsychology Clinic. Dr. Stewart, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, yeah, I know you were a little shocked when I first called you and was like, I'm going to be on a real estate show. Kind of crazy, huh?
Yeah, but it sounds like a great topic, and moves happen all the time.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate you coming in. First of all, tell us, I don't know if we've ever had a doctor on the show.
Or a PhD, nonetheless.
Or a PhD, yeah. So I'm excited about that. So try to use words that John and I will understand. Tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe your family, how you came to Tri-Cities, your education. Give us a little background before we jump into things.
Sure. Happy to do so, Lance. I've lived in the Tri-Cities here with my family for about 3 years.
Okay.
Got a wife and two boys, an elementary school age, and we moved here from Columbus, Ohio.
Wow.
Okay.
I was working at a children's hospital out there, and prior to that, we were in Kansas.
Oh, wow.
Where we tried to avoid some tornadoes, and I was a...
Well, Columbus, Ohio, not totally different than the than the landscape or community-wise.
Nope, not at all. Well, I was a Jayhawk for 4 years. That's where I got my doctoral training in clinical child psychology at the University of Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept moving east and east. I'm originally from the Northwest, and my wife and I wanted to get back in this area.
Okay, well, we're glad to have you. And you're at Tri-Cities Neuropsychology Clinic. Tell us a little bit about that business, what you guys do there and specialize
sure.
in.
Sure, happy to. The clinic was actually started by Dr. Scott Grew, who I work with out there. And he started it back in 1999. And about 3 years ago, he saw a need to bring in a child psychologist in the area. So he sent out an ad, and I answered it, and we've had a wonderful working relationship since then, and we're actually trying to expand the clinic at this point and continuing to serve kids and families in the area.
Okay, well, great. So,
absolutely.
One of the things, yeah, that's phenomenal, is we get bigger in Tri-Cities and get more resources and stuff like this. Well, talk to us a little bit about some of these general topics that we want to discuss, and I see it, and sometimes I feel like that I'm, you know, part real estate agent, part, you know, circus coordinator,
mm-hmm.
you know, with moving trucks. And then sometimes there's that element of our job where we're part counselor. You know, I mean, I feel like, you know, we're helping people through this process. But
that's right.
Talk to us about how do major changes, like a move like this, affect families and kids? I mean, what are some of the things we need to consider? How are kids affected by moves like this, with a transition like this in somebody's life?
Well, I think as you guys were talking in the beginning, you were touching on some of the most stressful times in life,
mm-hmm.
Talking about, you know, job changes and relocations, divorces, and those sorts of things. And oftentimes when we're looking at moving, we've got many of those all wrapped up. Where you're not just looking at a new house, you're looking at a new community, a new school,
mm-hmm.
a new social network. I mean, it covers quite a few different areas. So as we're looking at change.
Right.
And as humans, we're creatures of habit, generally speaking.
That's for sure. So this radio show, same time every week.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can understand that. It feels weird if I'm not doing the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. And, it you know, it's funny because I teach up at Wazoo Tri-Cities campus, and I've taught several different classes, and it's funny how, you know, first day of class, everybody comes in and they sit in their seat.
Right.
Second day of class, everyone comes in, sits in the same seat.
Right.
And it keeps, and everybody just stays in their same seats. Why? That's what we're used to.
Creatures of habit.
Exactly. We'll go on the same path to work every morning.
Yeah.
Some of us have the same exact thing to eat. You know?
Gotcha.
So when we're dealing with a big change like a home or a community a relocation, things like that, it's going to take a while for us to get used to that change.
Right. Mm-hmm. Then, so some of it is just time. Then, obviously, and what are, as we counsel people and talk to them about that, the timing and what to do. Obviously, there becomes this idea of strategies to help with that. So as people are going through this process or maybe preparing their kids for it, what are some of the strategies that they can use to deal with that stress?
Well, I think you're actually touching on an important part here before you even get into any strategies, and that's just realizing it is stress.
Right.
And acknowledging that for parents, we're operating under much more stress than we're used to.
Right.
And when that happens, our tempers are a little bit shorter. Mm-hmm. Our minds aren't quite as clear. You know, we're trying to cram a lot more things into a day. And so when that happens, usually the relationship stuff gets kind of pushed to the side. because it has less of a deadline.
Right.
You know, so times where we're, you know, playing with the kids or spent taking time to eat together, those sorts of things, they get pushed to the side because we're busy, you know, packing up boxes and maybe going looking at homes. Maybe we're talking to the financial mortgage bankers or realtors or whatever it might be. We've just got a lot more tasks on our plate.
Right.
You've seen those acrobats that are trying to spin plates on the sticks.
Right.
Yeah, and they're trying to keep them all, and it's amazing to watch them. But when we're moving, we've got a lot more plates spinning. Right. So we're having to monitor a lot more things. So just from a parent perspective, realizing, okay, we're more stressed at this time.
Right.
So one of the best things we can do is manage our own stress.
Mm-hmm. That's acknowledge it that it's there and manage it.
That's really interesting. So I mean, I appreciate that perspective. I started off saying, okay, what's and I'm kind of a driver, so I'm like, okay, what are the tasks I can get? What are the strategies I can get for the kids? And I like how this is why we have psychologists. I like how he turned that around and said,
wait a minute, before you can do anything, you have to realize there's an issue.
Deal with yourself. Okay, yeah. I'm now relating this to about four other things in my life. Just moving, so.
I mean, kids are like dogs.
Right.
You know, they smell fear and stress.
No, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, mm-hmm. So strategy number one is looking at yourself. Okay, what else you got for us over there in that smart book?
Well, that's a good one to do. Acknowledge that you are stressed. The other one is to try and do as much planning as you can.
Right.
I mean, there's always the expected changes that are going to come up, the expected things that you're going to have to do. And as we prepare and allocate our time so we have not only the energy but the time to do it, then we're better able to manage all those unexpected things that pop up. Mm-hmm. And those always happen.
They do always happen, and that's where it kind of is that never ending cycle where you talked about going back to that stress cycle. So from the unexpected things. Well, this is great. So far, McKay, we've got we are moving. Mm-hmm. We've now talked about strategy number one, dealing with your own stresses, mm-hmm. and thinking about what you're doing, being aware mm-hmm. of how you're going to be during this situation,
and then planning as much as possible so you're prepared for the events.
And that's where a lot of times it comes into, you know, we've talked about on the show before, a smooth move. Mm-hmm. Move and going ahead, making sure you know what the utility companies are, making sure you have the phone numbers for all of those companies, helping get all of that settled so that then you can at least feel like you can work on the other parts that you were talking about.
That's right, and don't put all that stuff in a box that gets packed.
Yeah. Classic movie tip from the psychologist. I absolutely love it. So far, folks, in this first segment, we've been talking with Dr. Peter Stewart from the Tri-Cities Neuropsychology Clinic. A little different take on the show mm-hmm. this week. We're talking about dealing with the stresses of moving, how that affects yourself and kids. And after the break, we're going to come back with a couple more strategies and talk to Dr. Stewart a little bit more.
Right here on News Talk 870.
To the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're taking this to a whole nother level this week. I'm excited. We had a great first segment already. Mm-hmm. Learned some great stuff. We have with us in the studio Dr. Peter Stewart from the Tri-Cities Neuropsychology Clinic talking to us a little bit about the psychology of moving, what you can look out for, and what you can expect. Originally, this topic came to me as kind of an expectation for how can you help your kids deal with a move. And we're not talking sometimes, you know, across the country. Sometimes we're talking even moving from Pasco to Kennewick, Kennewick to Richland.
Or even across town.
Exactly. There's a lot of stress that can sometimes be put on your children without knowing it. And so we're here to get some of those tips. We already have got a packing tip from our psychologist, which I absolutely love mm-hmm. that we're really going in deep with the topics now. So welcome back, Dr. Stewart. Thanks again for being with us. You talked a little bit about managing our own stress before the start, and we were just kind of getting into some more of those strategies of what you can do to help your family and your kids during a move. Continue on. Let us hear the knowledge.
I'm happy to help. I think one important thing is just to remind yourself, even amidst all the stress, people move all the time.
Right.
And most kids do just fine.
Great.
I mean, kids and families, they're resilient. And
it's amazing how resilient they are.
It really is.
They're better than the adults, probably. Usually, maybe we should be talking more about the adults.
We can do an adult session later on.
Okay. He'll bring his couch for you next time.
Okay, great.
But yeah, so I think as we're looking at trying to best help the kids, we want to keep life as routine as possible, leading up to the move, and then after the move, trying to reestablish that routine as quick as you can.
Right.
Now, this can look, you know, in terms of bedtime routines where you're still, you know, reading them the story the night before, things like that. A Saturday morning, maybe pancake time, as quick as you can. Get pancake time Saturday morning again.
So that their time routines, the location might be different, but their physical routines they recognize as the same.
That's right. That's comfort for them.
Gotcha.
It's comfort for most of us. That's
right.
Why we do our routines. So we're trying to help them adjust to a new setting and getting them involved in school as soon as you can after you move. It just gets back into that daily routine what they're used to.
Okay.
So that's another tip.
That makes a lot of sense. I like that. Keeping the routines, and that for a lot of different scenarios, I mean, that works. Or whether you were traveling or doing that, if some people are in an uncomfortable position or place, you can maintain those other routines.
That's right.
Very good tip. Okay, I like it. What else you got over there?
Well, the next one is going back to Socrates. Socrates says, "Know thyself."
Okay.
So we're pulling a little philosophy here.
Okay. No,
but what that does is it applies to not only knowing ourselves and how we deal with transitions, but also knowing what are our kids' personalities?
Gotcha.
You know, I grew up in a family of four boys. My parents called us North, South, East, and West. You know, and so it's knowing, okay, which of the kids have a little more difficulty with change?
Right.
Which ones, you know, roll with the punches a little better? And you may need to focus your attention on some of the kids more than others. Not saying we ignore them, but some are going to have a little bit more struggles.
No,
than others.
I mean, that makes sense for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we moved, you know, my son's afraid to open the door of the new house and very cautiously looking around. My daughter's opened the door, thrown her jacket down, and says she's going to meet the neighbors. You know, she's excited about the so very different personalities.
That's exactly right. And some may be a little more sentimental than others. So as we look at, for younger kids, their transition is going to deal more around a new physical place.
Gotcha.
And so they may need a memento from their old home. It may be a rock they grabbed from the garden. It may be a light switch you took off their bedroom and replaced with one that they can now decorate and put in their new house.
Oh,
you know, take lots of pictures. Things like that so that they have that memory of the physical place.
Oh, that's a great idea, just grabbing a simple little thing and taking it. Folks, though, make sure it's not a fixture that's screwed or attached to the wall.
Yes.
That does violate our contract. Sorry.
Yes.
Just had to throw that in there.
That's why I don't have no legal problems.
No legal problems from our psychologist's suggestion.
Yeah, hopefully light switch cover wouldn't be missed too bad.
Yeah. We'd have to disclose it or replace with similar, but that's great. Yeah. Okay.
So then as kids get older, so there's older elementary school and teenagers, what their transition is more associated with is the social piece. Mm-hmm. That's the part they're going to be missing more. So you want to be sure maybe, you know, you have pictures of their friends. They have their contact information, their cell phones or email addresses, those things, so that even after they've moved, they can still keep in touch. And those will be important steps that many teenagers already have.
Gotcha.
I would imagine, too, like maybe looking ahead to the school they're going to be going to, and if your child was involved in certain activities, maybe try to find out, okay, if the new school has them too, so you can plug them in, so they're kind of picking up where they left off.
Exactly. You want to get them involved in going back to the routine. If they're involved in sports or scouts or church activities or whatever it might be, getting them involved in those situations in the new place because it helps develop more relationships.
Okay. Very, very good. These are some great tips we're getting here, McKay. I like it. The routines, the kids, the memento from the old house. That's something I can definitely apply in our business and remind folks with kids that they might want to do something like that or take a picture as they're leaving or something.
Yeah, come home and the shutters are gone. No. You know, this kind of ties back into what you said about planning, though. This all ties in, plan ahead and get all this stuff mapped out, and it's like a roadmap.
That's exactly. It makes you're going to make your move go a lot smoother when everybody kind of knows what's happening.
That's exactly right. And try and do as much planning before the crises hit, because we don't think as clear. You know, if we haven't already written down and made a plan, okay, this is the day we take off that light switch, for example. As the stress and the day of moving gets closer and closer, those are the things that get forgotten.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. That makes a lot of sense. Now, in that planning also, you had mentioned during the break a little bit off the air, that this can even go towards your method of packing and unpacking. Now, what was that all about?
Yeah, after you're at your new home, if we're trying to keep a child-focused emphasis, we want them to feel most comfortable first.
Right.
As adults, we can roll with the punches a little bit more.
Exactly.
We've moved a lot. So we want to get those kids' rooms ready first.
Gotcha.
Unpack their stuff, get their bed ready, put up a poster or two that helps it seem familiar.
Gotcha.
And so you get the kids settled, and then where's the heart of the home more often than not? The kitchen.
The kitchen, yeah.
And so get that ready so you can get meals going again, and that just helps the family flow.
Okay.
Wait on Dad's workshop until the kids' rooms are done.
You might not need Dad's workshop or the big screen TV.
That
makes a lot of sense. So getting those kids' rooms set up, getting them settled and feeling comfortable, kind of keeping that happy home process there going.
Yeah, and involve them in some of the decisions. You know, maybe we're painting some of their rooms, or we're putting up some redecorating things a different way.
Gotcha.
So they can be involved the older they are.
You know, that's a huge deal. In fact, our last house we moved into, we picked one accent wall and had each kid pick out the paint. I mean, I wasn't even thinking this in depth about it, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it was just something we did that was really fun when they knew, like, okay, that's going to be my room, and I picked the color. And so they had ownership over it. Already. So.
That's exactly right. Great idea.
Those are very, very, very good.
We did that with our daughters. They had a lime green and an orange and a pink and a yellow wall in their bedroom. And it actually looked very cool.
Now, once again, I'm talking about all these psychology ideas, but as your real estate agent, I'm going to have to come in 4 years and tell you to repaint that before we put it back on the market, okay?
That's true.
So two different shows, folks. Two different shows.
You're having to wear a lot of hats. And I think we also want to remember just to have fun with the process.
Right.
You know, especially with younger kids, you got a lot of that packing paper all around and the boxes and, you know,
bubble
how many
wrap.
Wonderful castles you can make or spaceships as you put them together. And, you know, there are things you can do during that time they'll remember forever that you really can't. I mean, you don't have boxes all over your house the whole rest of the time.
No, that makes a lot of sense.
So have some fun while you're doing it and take the time to pause and play.
Okay, great.
Even if it's just 10 minutes.
Great, great suggestion. So as we wrap up here, I got one last question I wrote down for you. And just kind of a tip of maybe some of us didn't have all these great tips and have all this planning ahead. In general, just from general knowledge, what are some of the signs to kind of be vigilant about with our kids and their stress, you know, in a situation like a move like this? As we just go through life, what are some of the things we should be looking for and remembering that we can maybe make adjustments to?
Well, expect some behavior problems.
Gotcha.
When you have changes like this, kids are going to be acting out a little bit more.
Gotcha.
And so if you just keep that as the expectation and give yourself some patience in allowing that transition to occur. Mm-hmm. And don't freak out if, okay, little Jimmy's now started wetting the bed again or something like that. That can happen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But after about 3 or 4 months, a lot of these adjustment issues tend to kind of temper.
Gotcha.
And if they're not, then we want to look at how much interference they are in their functioning.
Okay.
You know, how much stress are they talking about?
Right.
You know, how much anger are they, you know, hitting their siblings more?
Right.
Are they just staying in their room, refusing to go to school?
Things like that.
And then that's a situation in which you could call up. For example, I'd be happy to help provide some counseling. counseling, things like that, some therapy to help with that adjustment.
Okay.
But just if you go in expecting behavior is not going to be perfect, this is going to take a little time, then okay, if it doesn't work, you're pleasantly surprised. I mean, if you don't get those problems, great.
Yeah,
you're better off.
Yeah. But it's once again, like you said, planning and being aware that this might come up makes your mindset and your expectation totally different.
And I think that helps, too, when you said expect behavioral changes because people are adjusting. And if you go in with an open mind realizing, hey, you know, Jimmy or Johnny is might not get out of the car and be all happy, but that's to be expected until he gets used to it.
Yeah, that's fabulous. Well, Dr. Stewart, I have to thank you once again for taking the time to come and do this. I know it's a little unconventional, a little different to be on a real estate show, but it's
very informative.
It is something that we just deal with in these transactions, and I see the enormous amounts of stress that people get put on in these situations, and, you know, they're in a motel for a couple days because the house doesn't close, and the situations get very stressful and emotional very quickly, and so some of these tips you've brought up are just a phenomenal way to help people ease that transition.
Yes.
McKay, I got two properties to fit in before we go.
We can do that.
It was a pick three, but we actually sold our listing on Quincy within the last 24 hours. So I had to kind of readjust from a pick three to a pick two. But real quickly, we've had a lot of showings on this recently. Fabulous deal at 3452 South Dennis Street. It's a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath home, 2128 square feet. Large open kitchen, family room, updated floors. Very well-maintained private backyard, fully fenced. Shadow Run neighborhood next to Canyon Lakes out there in Kennewick.
That's nice.
So you're getting 2128 square feet priced at $189.9. That one is set to sell in the next week. We've had amazing activity on it. It's a great home. If you'd like to see it, give me a call and let me know. Pick number two, 6906 West 15th Avenue in Kennewick. This location is just fabulous, amazing. So where that is at the end of Columbia Center Boulevard. Mm-hmm. You continue across 10th and then take a left on 15th there. And so you got that central location, West Kennewick, close to everything. Larger lot, newer vinyl windows, 1,628 square feet, and you're getting that for $159.9.
Very nice.
And entry level for that neighborhood, that's well below what you'll normally get into that neighborhood for price point-wise. So those are two fabulous homes. We'd love to show you this weekend if either of those are to interest or you know somebody looking. As always, you've got my cell phone, 727-8977. And Dr. Stewart, if people have questions about counseling or a psychologist or what you guys do, what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you guys?
They can call our office at 946-5515 or find us on the web at www.tcneuropsych.com.
And once again, if you're driving, didn't have time to jot all that down, feel free to always go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot me an email. I'll answer any questions that we have about any of our guests or put you into contact with them. So once again, thank you for your insight.
Yes.
We appreciate you being on the show, and we look forward to using your tips and ideas to help our people make the move for their kids, go better, and for themselves, even, as you pointed out. So,
well, thanks for having me. It's been fun.
You betcha. Thanks again, and folks, we will talk next week.
Right here on News Talk 870 on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update.